Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. And for the latest, let's head straight to Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. Simon.
Lance, lots of news breaking here at the top of the hour. Polls closed in six states: Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia. And already the television networks here in the United States, based on the exit poll data that they have collected during the course of the day, are beginning to make projections. They say that Donald Trump, as expected, has won in Kentucky. Donald Trump, as expected, has won in Indiana. They say the races in Georgia, the critical battleground state of Virginia, and also South Carolina are too close to call. So they won't make projections of the outcome of those states until we start seeing real numbers coming in from those states. We've learned a wealth of information in the last hour about some of those exit polls that have been conducted throughout the day as Americans have been voting from coast to coast. And it's fascinating stuff. 52% of American voters nationally say their main concern when they went into the polling stations today was the economy, 18% terrorism, 13% foreign policy, and just 12% immigration. So many analysts look at those numbers and say that that suggests not a good result here for Donald Trump, given that he has championed the idea of building a wall with Mexico along America's southern border and cracking down on immigration. Indeed, 54% of the country were against the idea of building a wall with Mexico in exit polls to just 40% of the country that favored it. Trump people, however, of course, will say 40% is still a lot of voters out there. Let's bring into this conversation now Mike Masetic. He's an old friend of us here on Channel News Asia, independent political analyst. He's going to be with me throughout the evening. Mike, based on what you've seen so far, if you were Hillary Clinton, how would you be feeling tonight?
I think there's a bit of cause for optimism on their side. Obviously, we have a long night ahead of us. But they're just little bits and pieces of stuff that are coming in, particularly the Latino vote and the polling on the preliminary polling on the Latino vote.
We've seen in early voting massive turnout by Latino voters, also by Asian American voters. When the last presidential election wrapped up in 2012, Republicans largely concluded that they had to do more to reach out to those minority communities. They ended up with Donald Trump, a man who wasn't able to do that. Is that going to cost Donald Trump dear tonight?
Certainly on the Latino vote, that may be the vote that sinks them. This may be the election that goes down in history as the year of the Latino. But it's also, we finished our broadcast 4 years ago on Channel News Asia talking about how the Republicans had thrown away the Asian vote, the American vote. That has now grown substantially and grown more Democratic and could be crucial in states like Nevada.
And how angry, if you're Donald Trump and you do lose, and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves because it's too early to say that that's what's going to happen, but how angry is he likely to be with his fellow Republicans? We've learned tonight that George W. Bush didn't vote in the presidential election. John McCain has said he didn't vote for Donald Trump. He won't even take questions about Donald Trump from reporters. Wasn't Trump's fundamental problem his failure to bring those top Republicans around his candidacy?
Well, for a large part of this campaign, you thought he was running against the Republican Party instead of running with the Republican Party. They've given him very little logistical support, and that's what you're going to see on this so-called ground game, the organizing down at the precinct level. And he's way behind Clinton on that, and partly that's because he's been fighting his own party.
Mike Masetic, thanks very much. He's going to be with us all night here in Washington, D.C. You'll be seeing a lot of him in our special election coverage. Donald Trump's campaign manager says he's ready for any outcome this evening. He's in Trump Tower watching the results start to come in. He will then make his way to the Hilton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, where he still hopes he's going to make a victory speech. We will see what happens. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.
We have correspondents all across the United States, and we head next to...
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Say it.